Hola, yo Xiaomi, corresponding to Quesus WW Dalad. We begin Yo Xiaomi on the Zaina Madalas, the second last line, Rabbi Yossi Oimer. And we quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Afyas Kavin, Vyavkoit Vyara Be'echel Mosaim. Rabbi Yossi says that he may even intend and harvest, and they are Bakal in 201. My time with Rabbi Yossi, Shken Derchene Adam, Liois, Meidal Begofonim. What's Rabbi Yossi's reasoning? It's normal for people to be meidal vines, which means remove some of them when they are too dense. Therefore, it's not evident that he intends for bittul. Tamantaninan, sa truma shenafla lemea tachnam opachsai kishem shepachsai v'hachulin kach pachsai trumim hatruma umuta. The Mishnah says if a sa of truma grain fell into 100 of chulin, if he grinded them and they decreased in volume, just like the chulin decreased, so the truma also decreased, and it's permitted. If they're slightly less than 100 and he grinds them and they increased, it's permitted if we know that the chulin is better quality because it increased more. As you say, "V'tani Allah teichin lechatchila umata." About this sefer, we say that a brisa taught about it that he may grind lechatchila and permit. And we also add the following words: "Masnisin Rabbi Yosi detanina Rabbi Yosi oimer af yiskaven v'yilkoit v'yala be'echel mosaim." This price is like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says that he may even intend and harvest, and they bottle in 201. And Rabbi Zera rejects that. No, it's like everyone, because this is the way of the Kehanim to grind Meduma in their houses. It's not evident that he intends for Bittul. The Gemara asks the quantity of Rabbi Zera, what is the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon? The answer is they argue about Kilai HaKerem. According to Rabbi Yossi, one may grind and permit. According to Rabbanon, one may not grind and permit. The only reason to grind is in order to be Mevatel, so it's evident. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ha'alim v'alulovim u'megifonim v'asmadal mutorim ba'ola u'buravai u'benozir v'asurim ba'ashira. The Mishnah says that leaves, lulovim, vine water, means what comes out when it's cut, and smada, which is unripe grapes, are permitted regarding ola, revai, and nozir, and from an ashira, they're forbidden. Rabbi Yossi oimer hasmada also mifnei shehu pri. Rabbi Yossi says smada is prohibited because it is considered a fruit. Rabbi Lezer oimer hamamid besaf ha'ola osa. Rabbi Lezer says that one who curdles with sap of ola, it is forbidden. And Rabbi Yeshua shamati befirush shema hamamid besaf ha'alim uvesaf Heikorim muta besafa pagim osa mivnei shehu pri. Rabbi Yeshua says, I explicitly heard that one who curdles with sap of leaves and sap of roots is permitted, but sap of pagim, which is unripe figs, is forbidden because it's considered a fruit. And kuklois v'achartsonim v'azagim v'atemed shelahem klipei rimoin v'anit shelai klipei egoivim v'aganinim asurim v'ola v'ashira u'v'nozir u'matom v'ovoi. And kuklois, which will explain, grape skins and pits, their temed, which is water in which they are soaked, which becomes weak wine, pomegranate peels and its nates, which is the flower at the top, nutshells and pits are forbidden in Ola, Asherah, and Nozeh, and permitted in Revoi. Vanoblois kula masuris, grapes detached through the wind, all of them are forbidden. Vaviyosi oime, notim, yichushal Ola, vein notim, egoishal Ola, mipnei shehu pri. Vaviyosi says that we plant a branch of Ola, but we may not plant a nut of Ola because it's a fruit. Ve'imakirin be'kafneos shel Ola. We may not graft kafneos, which is branches and unripe dates, of Ola. The Gemara says, Ha'alim ba'lulovim, leaves, lulovim, etc., the Mishnah listed. Masnisa deloik reblezer, detani b'shem reblezer, mekol asher ya'aseh migefen ha'yayin, mechartzonim v'adzag, le'yichol, af ha'alim ba'lulovim v'mashma. Our Mishnah is unlike reblezer, because the Baisa taught in the name of Elezer that the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Vav Pasuk Dalet, from all that is made from the grapevine, from seeds to skins. You shall not eat it. This connotes even leaves and lulavim. Tani Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Smada Osa, Shuzei Benazir, Mifnei Shupri. Rabbi Yossi says that Smada is forbidden regarding a Nazir because it's considered a fruit. Kashim Osa Benazir, Lamali Pri, in Prihu, Ye Osa Bakol. The Gemara asks, if it's forbidden only for a nozir, why must he say that it's a fruit? A nozir is forbidden even what is not a fruit. If it's a fruit, all matters should be forbidden. Milsi de Yitzhak Omar Shehu Osa Bakol. Yitzhak's teaching shows that all matters are forbidden. Yitzhak Shal, Man Tana Ein Malkivin, the kafnei shel ola, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yitzchak said, who taught that we may not graft kafnei shel ola? It was Rabbi Yosi, means he forbids an unfinished fruit, also regarding ola. Tani pri atapoide vein atapoide leboisev lepagam. The Bryce teaches that regarding revai, it says, pirioi, you redeem a fruit and you don't redeem boisev, which is unripe grapes, and not pagim, which is unripe figs. Hoi Rabbi Zvida be'elein pagi tamara sheyigvu. Zvida ruled about these pagim dates of revai that they must be buried. Rabbi Yonah boy, ava upadai, Shema Eina Podri, Betemu Tohon Kvur. If you're going to ask the question, if one transgressed and redeemed them, are they not redeemed? And you say that they must be buried. You don't redeem connotes Lechatchela. If there's no solution, then this is B'di Ebed, so one redeems.